For years, Kenya has put up with its anarchic neighbor, Somalia. Decades of war in Somalia have driven hundreds of thousands of refugees into Kenyan camps near the shared border, straining resources, the environment, and at times, patience. Kenya has, for the most part, kept its distance from the conflict, but was instrumental in the formation of Somalia's transitional federal government and hosted the TFG's early institutions until 2005. But in recent months, a spate of kidnappings in Kenya blamed on Somali militants have significantly raised tensions and threatened Kenya's all-important tourism industry. The kidnapping of two doctors from the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya prompted the Kenyan military to finally take action last weekend. Egara Kabaji, a former spokesman for Kenya's foreign affairs ministry, says he is not surprised by the decision.
You know, Kenya pursues good neighborliness, but these are acts of provocation. And acts of provocation must be responded to.
What is confusing about the current operation, however, are the mixed signals coming from both Nairobi and Mogadishu. Kenya's foreign affairs minister has told local and international media that the Kenyan army has gone into Somalia, while other Kenyan officials deny the border has been crossed. Omar Osman, a spokesperson for Somalia's transitional government, has also denied any incursion has taken place.
No, I can confirm they're not there. It's our troops. You know, there are Somali forces in Kenya who received training from Kenyan authority, and those Somali troops were in Kenya. Those are the ones who come to our territory and confront al-Shabaab.
A witness near the border with Kenya told VOA he had seen Kenyan fighter jets flying in and out of Somalia in recent days. Al-Shabaab, which denies playing a role in the recent kidnappings, is certainly treating Kenya's military maneuvers as a real threat and has vowed retaliation. The militants claimed responsibility for a bombing in the Ugandan capital Kampala last year that killed 74 people. Somali political analyst Abdi Samad, with Southlink Consultants in Nairobi, says we could see that type of attack in Kenya.
If Kenyans have succeeded to root out al-Shabaab from the central southern part of Somalia, then they are going to, obviously, they are going to revenge. And although al-Shabaab, they are not the professional soldiers, what they are going to do is only the incident they did sometimes back in Kampala. The same thing they can do here. They can even make a havoc inside the Nairobi. They can do that. Virtually, the country will become at war.
The history of past military interventions in Somalia does not bode well for Kenya's effort. In 2009, al-Shabaab succeeded in driving out Ethiopian armies that had invaded the country 2.5 years earlier. The fighting helped bolster support for the al-Qaeda-backed militants. U.S. forces entered Somalia in 1992, initially on a humanitarian mission. That ended after Somali militiamen shot down U.S. helicopters in a battle in Mogadishu that killed 18 U.S. soldiers. The Kenyan government says its aim is to make sure that al-Shabaab can no longer operate inside or near Kenya's border. So far, there has been no indication of just how long that operation may take. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Nairobi.